Well, let's check in with another creative conservative, Congressman Peter King, who joins us. Good morning,
hey, Congressman.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing? Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Doing great.
So, Peter, we were just kicking around this, the mainstream media attacking Trump for using the word animal to describe immigrants. He was talking about these animals who are part of the MS-13 gang, was he not?
He was clearly talking about MS-13. It's all they were talking about. That was what the previous questions were, and that's what his answer was. It was directed at MS-13. He's never called immigrants animals, but he's used the term animal several times in talking about MS-13 when he was on Long Island last year, speaking in Brentwood. He called them animals, and they are animals. They're worse than animals. These are the worst possible people you can imagine. The things they've done. I met with the families of these kids who've been killed. And by the way, it's primarily young kids who are killed. They cut off their faces. They cut off their fingers. It was horrible. They cut out their hearts.
Why can't we get rid of them, Congressman? Why can't we just wipe them out the way we've wiped out ISIS?
They are the United States. We can't just shoot and kill. You have to find them. You have to arrest them. And then you have to either imprison them if you can find them guilty, or deport them. Now, here's a situation. If a person is in the country, just being a member of a gang, unfortunately, is not enough to arrest somebody. So you can have somebody here illegally, and they belong to a gang, and that's not enough to deport them. Now we can arrest them and begin the process, but it's difficult. Now, I think our laws have to be tougher. I believe that, for instance, if a person is in this country who is an immigrant, or certainly if they're here illegally and there's evidence they belong to a gang, we should be able to deport them immediately and get them out of the country. Also, we don't get full support from some of the leaders in the community. Like, for instance, today you're going to have people picketing President Trump. Now, fortunately, we will have law enforcement authorities from both Nassau and Suffolk County, both Democratic administrations. They will be there to support or work with the president to get the job done. But it's going to be tough. It's going to take an all-out effort, but a lot of progress has been made in the last year. There's been many arrests. There's been a number of indictments and convictions. And we also have to change the laws, or at least change the regulations. Lynn and Michael, a few years ago, you had these young kids coming across the border. 95% of them were innocent kids that came across the border unaccompanied. We call them unaccompanied minors. And what the government would do is they would take them, put them into custody, and then place them with a family that volunteered to take care of them. Well, it turned out that a lot of this was actually being organized from El Salvador, and you would have families volunteering to take them. In this case, many of them were centralized up in Brentwood. They would take the kids in, and these families were either MS-13 families, or they were being intimidated by MS-13 because they had relatives back in El Salvador who they threatened to kill. And these kids would go in and infiltrate the schools and recruit. And you had sections of schools where only MS-13 kids were allowed to go. They had these almost like no-go zones. And then you had the last kid. There was 11 young people indicted for recent murders. Six of them were these unaccompanied minors. So six kids who came across the border in just the last few years were guilty of these, were charged with these vicious, brutal murder. So we have to have a better system where when a kid is being placed in a home, that the police are notified of that, that the school is notified, so that extra attention can be given to make sure that that kid is not involved in criminal activity. Also, they have to do a much better job of vetting the families, finding who these families are, why they're volunteering to take the kid in. Are they just humanitarian people, or are they affiliated with MS-13?
Congressman, all this makes sense to me. Why do Democrats resist what you're calling for?
Part of it is, I think, that they see anything that President Trump does as being bad. Listen, you can disagree with President Trump on a lot of issues, but when he's right, he's right. On this issue, he's really right. And what I find encouraging is that people, even if they're Democrats in Nassau and Suffolk County, people who are closest to it are welcoming the assistance from the president. But there are people who are going to be out there demonstrating today, political candidates, people who have their own political interests against the president, saying that this is all a plot by the president, that he's using MS-13 as an excuse to go after immigrants. Listen, I've spoken with the law enforcement people on the ground who are being non-political. They fully support what ICE is doing. They carry out these raids, what the Suffolk County police and Nassau County police are doing. This is not some kind of a subterfuge to get at immigrants. It's an attempt to get at the most vicious, vile people that I've ever come across or heard of.
Hey, Congressman, no, we're almost out of time. Before you run, we're on with Congressman Peter King from Long Island. Just tell me your involvement with the president today when he addresses MS-13 at Bethpage.
Yeah, I've been working with the president for the last several weeks in setting up this meeting. I will be flying up with him, along with Congressman Zeldin and Congressman Dan Donovan, flying up with the president on Air Force One. We'll be helicoptering to the Morelli Center in Bethpage. I'll be part of the roundtable discussion that goes on. After the president arrives, there'll be other law enforcement people there, prosecutors there, family members of those who have been killed. And then we'll be going back to Washington. I'll be with the president almost the entire time.
Ooh. Hope you pick up some air miles flying around a lot.
Thanks, Congressman.
All right, Congressman Peter King, good friend of this program. We love talking to you. Thanks a lot,
Congressman.
Okay, bye now.
Thank you. All right. Yeah.